Now we're up to loose wig 6, a shorter wig. So relax. Don't fill your glasses tall for this one. This is loose wig 6, side 1.
So be it then. 4,000 crowns.
Content.
Content. Who shall begin?
That will I. Biondello. Go, Biondello, bid your mistress come to me.
I will share half your stake behind her cup.
I'll have no halves. I'll bear it all myself. No. Well, now, what news?
Someone used to send you word that she is busy and she cannot come.
She cannot come. Is that an answer?
Aye, and a kind one, too. Pray God, sir, your wife sent you not the worst.
I hope for better.
Sir? Sir? Biondello, go and entreat my wife to come to me forthwith.
Oh, entreat her. Aye, then she needs must come.
I'm afraid, sir, do what you can. Yours will not be entreated. Where is my wife?
She will not come. She bids you come to her.
Worse, she will not come. Oh, fie, intolerable, not to be endured. Grumio, go to thy mistress. Say I command her to come to me.
She is
is froward, peevish, sullen, sour, and not obedient to his honest will. What is she but a foul, contending rebel, and graceless traitor to her loving lord? I am ashamed that women are so simple to offer war when they should kneel for peace, or seek for rule, supremacy, and sway when they are bound to serve love and obey. Why are our bodies soft and weak and smooth, unapt to toil and trouble in the world, but that our soft conditions and our hearts should well agree with our external parts? Come, drawing us able worms. Come. My mind has been as big as one of yours. My heart is great, my reason happy more to bandy word for word and frown for frown. But now I see our lances are but straws. Come, and place your hands below your husband's foot, in token of which duty, if he please. My hand is ready. May it do him ease.
Come on and kiss me, Kate. Being a winner, God can give you good night.
It's a good thing or it's bad, but beautiful, beautiful to take a chance. And if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Or it's gay. It's a problem, or it's play. It's a heartache either way. But beautiful. And I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be but beautiful, I know. Thank you. beautiful. And I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be but beautiful, I know. The sound that you're listening to is from my guitar that's named Lucille. I'm very crazy about Lucille. Lucille took me from the plantation. Oh, and you might say, brought me fame. I don't think I could just talk enough about Lucille. Sometimes when I'm blue, it seems like Lucille's trying to help me call my name. I used to sing spirituals, and I thought that this was the thing that I wanted to do. But somehow or other, when I went in the Army, I picked up on Lucille, started singing the blues. Well, now when I'm paying my dues, maybe you don't know what I mean when I say paying dues. I mean when things are bad with me, I can always, you know, like depend on Lucille.
You know, sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called mercy, mercy, mercy. Thank you.
preposition. To's preposition. Come is a verb. To's preposition. Come is a verb. To's preposition. Come is a verb. The verb intransitive. To come. To come. I've heard these two words my whole adult life, and as a kid when I thought I was sleeping. To come. To come. It's been like a big drum solo. Did you come? Did you come good? 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 Rest of our teeth, I come better with you, sweetheart, than anyone in the whole goddamn world. Everybody came so good. Ernie came so good because I love you. Pretty came so good. I come better with you, sweetheart, than anyone in the whole world. Everything came so good, so good. But don't come in me, don't come in me. Don't come in me, don't come in me, don't come in me. Don't come in me, don't come in me. I can't come. 'Cause you don't love me, that's why I can't come. I love you, I just can't come, that's my hang-up. I can't come and I'm loaded, all right? 'Cause you don't love me. Just what the hell is the matter with you? What has that got to do with loving you? I just can't come, that's all. Now, if anyone in this room or the world finds those two words decadent, obscene, immoral, amoral, asexual, the words to come really make you feel uncomfortable. If you think I'm rank for saying it to you, ear the beholder gets rank from listening to it, you probably can't come.
Oh, hello, Debbie.
Why is that, Dixon?
Well, how you been?
Oh, pretty good.
I ain't seen you in a long time.
Man, I haven't seen you in a long time. I wonder what you're doing coming out here so late, this old late this time of night. You must be up to something.
Well, I tell you, JB, I hadn't. You see, I'm fixing to get away from me.
That's right.
I'm going away. I'm fixing to go to Europe, you know, and I figured that I'd drop by here and catch you. I know you hadn't made no records in a good while. I was wondering what happened to you.
No, man, I haven't been nothing in a long time, Dixon.
Yeah. I see you got your box there. Maybe you can
put
off on them. When's the last time you played?
Oh, I ain't played in about 5 or 6 weeks, man.
Yeah. I don't know. Say, looky here. You know, some time ago I was thinking about you used to do some real old things there.
Some old down home
stuff? Yeah, some of them way back here, I think. Some of them, I guess, some of them you probably wrote yourself, and then some of them I ain't never heard before. I mean, I want you to do a couple of them things for me.
All right. Okay. You got a special one you want me to do or just hand it?
You done a thing one time, you know, where you used to slap the box and kiss it and go on, you know.
Yeah.
What was the name of that number?
The name of that number is Fox Square.
Fox Square.
Yeah, baby got away like a fox squirrel in some pine every time she sees.
Yeah, I mean, well, when you be slapping on a box, I guess that's the way the fox squirrel be cracking
the nuts, you know.
Nuts,
yeah. You want me to play it for you?
Yeah.
Every time she see me coming, she gets down and running hide from me. what you're talking about, then?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, man, that's an old song. I used to play that when I was in my teens, man, 13.
Yeah, let me hear you play some more of that. Not that big guy.
Every time she see me coming, poor girl hide from me. Jump a limb and hope just trying to hide from me.
Man, that's a killer. Where is that part where you would kiss it at me, wheel it around?
Oh, you talking about this in here.
Nobody do it like
man,
that.
Man, you calling for some stuff with all old time stuff.
I like that.
Yeah, but you know, I feel that too. Sometimes I get to sit down by myself, and man, you just shouldn't be here.
But you treat me so unkind. When I first met you, baby, you treated me like a king. When I first met you, pretty baby, you treated me like a king. Yes, but we've been together so long, until mama love don't mean a thing.
great equalizer. So maybe if you shared a room with some guy, and it was maybe 4 a.m. and no toilet in the room, your foot was cut, and he was sleeping, and it was painted in there anyway, and there were some kids sleeping too, and the door stuck, and you'd make a lot of noise. You would just businessing. And the guy woke up, "What are you doing?" "Oh, I'm washing my leg." "Why?" "Ah, I thought you were pissing in the sink. I'd kill you for that." "You'd kill me?" "That's right." "You what?" "No, are you kidding? I gotta wash my face in there." "Piss in the sink, out of your mind?" "I couldn't sleep and my leg was dirty and I washed it. And I was waiting for it dry and you woke up." "Now, he's really gotta make it. The guy won't go to sleep." "Yeah." "Oh boy, living on the 18th floor like this, I'd like to get some air, really. I'm going on the ledge to get some air. Look around there. All right. Got on the ledge, got about a foot to walk there. Standing on the ledge, and he's going to make it, and suddenly a priest grabs him. "What are you doing, my son?" "Oh, you scared me. I'm just trying to take a pee, Father." "Why?" "You're trying to kill yourself." "No, I just got to take a pee. I got a roommate that's nuts, you know, and he'd kill me if I pissed in the sink, so I'm going to make it on a ledge here." "Lomulus foviscum spiritu." "Come on, Father, with that. Are you kidding?" "I really am. I'm not a depressed person. I just got to take a pee. I'll be with you in a minute. All right? All right." Now he disappears, the father. Another guy looks down. He sees fire trucks pulling up. And police cars and nets and ladders. "All right. We'll be assisting you. Lay close to the building." "What's going on here? I just got to take a pee up here. What the hell is it?" "Come down." "What is this? It's your mother. Don't kill yourself, son. Ma, I'm just trying to get pee up here. Will you tell her that? I'm Mulligan from Homicide. What the fuck are you doing up here? Can I take a pee? Let's see a pee. I can't scare. I can't pee in front of anybody. Because you're full of shit. You're breaking the hotel. I can't pee. I'm embarrassed. I can't pee with the door open. And the window, the world is open here. I just can't make it. I can't pee out there. I'll do it later. No, no. Make now. Run the hoses. Run the water. Shake and pee. All right, Ma. It's starting. It's my mother. It's really weird. That's the worst sound in the world to most people, and that toilet flush noise finished before you do. And that's what it is. Maybe when they're running the water, that's what they're doing. They're pissing in the sink in there. They're really not ashamed. They're just running the water. It's really complex when you run the water and the flush toilet still pissing in the sink. That's really insane.